following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the huge show across Michigan. And we all know after that incredible weekend, only four teams remain in the NFL playoffs. And that means only four teams left for you to bet on your favorite team on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they're counting down to Super Bowl 56. And new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. So just sign up using the promo code HUGE. After you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code HUGE when you sign up. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Superfly Hayes is back producing the show after a well-earned week off down in Florida. Thank you, Mac Middleton, for filling in. What a weekend in sports from this past Friday night with Michigan State clobbering Wisconsin start to finish in Madison. Then we had the Bengals knock out the one seed in the AFC. Joe Burrow has a swagger that's Namath-esque. And then an epic Saturday night in the snow and cold at Lambeau, where if it wasn't for special teams, the Niners wouldn't be in Los Angeles on Sunday, taking on Matt Stafford and the Rams. And Stafford in the final 48 seconds, when it looked like Brady Mojo and Magic was taking over in Tampa, he beat Brady for the second time this year. And if I'm not wrong, the third straight time. If you go back to that Sunday night matchup when Matt Patricia was the Lions head coach. And a lot of national pundits, and you know where I have stood on Stafford, but I was the first to say he played well. And also, when the lead was evaporating, it wasn't on Stafford. It wasn't his fault. But those throws to Kupp were just amazing. And the way he led the team down the field, and then he's to clock it, that was an over-the-hump moment. And his final over-the-hump, career-defining situation will be if he's on that stage hoisting the trophy at his home field or on it, and they get the NFC Championship game at home at SoFi in Los Angeles, and the Super Bowl is at home. It's set up for Stafford. I think if he wins the next two, he's a Hall of Famer. I really do. If he wins a Super Bowl in the first year, you know, Frank Schwab from Yahoo.com joined us earlier in the show, and he said, you know, he's doing everything that the Lions fans have dreamed of in the modern era. Everything and more in his first year. And so as you celebrate Matt Stafford, you also have to look at the fact that between Barry, Calvin, and Stafford, one playoff win between those three. And I know you're excited about Dan Campbell and 3-13-1, and you're saying, hey, the Lions beat the Packers at the end of the season, and they voodoo magic on the Cardinals and the Packers. No, they beat the Packers backups. You know, I'm not going to celebrate 3-13-1. I see a lot of positives from Dan Campbell and this staff that I haven't seen from another coaching staff, maybe since Schwartz early on. And then I don't know how it unraveled with Schwartz. You know, you lose a team, you never get them back. You had Ndamukong Suh. That was the last time I kind of felt that the Lions were putting together everything and going in the right direction, and I have that feeling now. And the offseason is set up for the foundation for great things to come. if it's done the right way by the coaching staff and the front office. And the players, at the end of the day, have to execute. And the one thing I mentioned in my opening huge opinion today, that when you look at those four playoff games this weekend, which were some of the best football I've ever watched, the greatest NFL weekend I've ever seen. Yes, you had the snow and the freezing cold and defense and special teams on Saturday night, but for the most part, it was about speed at receiver, speed on defense, great quarterback play, and fantastic coaches calling plays on the sidelines. And in the end, it was about the number one defense in the NFL, Buffalo, playing prevent defense like they were up two scores instead of just up a field goal in the final 13 seconds. And why they didn't squib it, because they were worried about a kick return. They just seemed to be worried more about Kansas City than putting the game away themselves. But great quarterbacks, great receivers. Yeah, I get defense has to win games for you, like the Niners kept their team in the game when the offense wasn't doing anything against a solid Packers defense. But the blueprint for the Lions, I see it. You need a great quarterback. You need speed at wide receiver, speed at running back, and speed on defense. And you need a head coach who is creative, which you'll give Dan Campbell some credit for that. But when I look at LaFleur calling the plays in the offensive year they had with Rodgers, you look at Zach Taylor and the offensive year they've had with Chase and Burrow, and it makes it a lot easier on the coaches when you have those types of players, or Brady and Tampa, and even Brady losing all his receivers, and he's able to use Scotty Miller and Mike Evans, and you look at the Rams and Kupp and Stafford. You know, you have the blueprint. And what's sad, as we celebrate, and rightfully so, Matt Stafford, that the Lions had that blueprint. They had Calvin. They had Stafford. They had a dominating defensive lineman. They had role players. They were there, and it just quickly went away. They were there with Barry in that era. And Barry retired. Calvin retired. And it looked like if Stafford stayed in Detroit, he would maybe never win a playoff game. And I thought about yesterday, what if Calvin and Barry would have been traded? I guarantee both would have been Super Bowl champions someplace. Stafford still has some work to do. Niners have been very successful against the Rams. Just beat them at home to get into the playoffs. And then awaiting will be Mahomes or Joe Burrow. But that theme is there on where the Lions need to go. That vein, that blueprint. And I know a lot of people are happy for Matt Stafford, and I agree with you after yesterday. But it also resonates in my heart and head on the wasted years by the Lions and what could have been. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, columnist, insider. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Huge. I'm doing fine. I think I'd rather listen to your show than anything I have to offer. You're really going good there, brother.
Well, you know, and a lot of people say, well, you're a Stafford hater. I said, no. I think the quarterback always is the lightning rod for the success and failures of a football team at any level. I don't care. High school, college, pro, the quarterback gets the heat. The quarterback also gets the biggest contracts and all the love. And my feeling on Stafford was that he was part of an era, as I mentioned, with Johnson and Sue, and Schwartz seemed to be getting it right. And then it just, whether it was players or coaching or front office meddling, who knows, they just sidetracked. And we've seen that where we're like, okay, they're getting it together. Just like we watched the last, you know, half, six games of the year this past season. And then it just, it reverts right back. And that's the guarded pessimism that I have when it comes to the Lions, until they prove me wrong. And Stafford, at least for one game yesterday, proved a lot of national pundits and myself wrong, and some people here in Michigan. And I really hope he does win the next two games.
Well, I've watched what he did. Now it's a different stage and different, you know, different things that are at stake or not at stake. But I've watched that performance over and over. I've seen it, I don't know how many times. So it really wasn't anything new to me. Just the circumstances are different. And, you know, the second the second week of the playoffs are different than the first week, and the second week is different than the third week, which is he's going into next week because that's a chance to get to the Super Bowl. But like I said, I've seen Matthew Stafford do that since he did it, I think it was on Thanksgiving Day as a rookie in 2009. That is exactly the way he's wired. It's for moments like that.
Yeah, I said it's a better team and it's a better coaching staff and a better front office than he had to work with in Detroit. It's really that simple of an answer.
Yeah, I don't know about the coaching staff so much. There's a lot of ways to look at that. I thought Jim Caldwell really had it going pretty well here in Detroit. You know, he had three winning seasons in 4 years and really had a good handle on his players and how to motivate them and really how to win with them. Although I did not disagree when they let him go. I just thought he'd got it as far with this team as he was going to get. As it turned out, the mistake was who they brought in to replace him. You know, no disrespect to Matt Patricia, but it just didn't work, and it wasn't going to work.
So if you're Dan Campbell and the staff, and you watch what was the greatest weekend in the NFL with those four games, and you look at the eight teams, and then the four teams that advance, you're asking yourself, what path, where do we need to go to become an NFC champion? I know we'd just love to see a playoff game in Ford Field and a playoff win, but in building a franchise, not rebuilding, building, because you rebuild champions, they haven't been a champion. What do you think is realistic from what you watched where Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes say, this is where we need to go?
Well, like you said, you need to add speed and you need to solidify the quarterback position. Is Jared Goff, is he the quarterback? You know, when he arrived last year, it wasn't exactly this time, but pretty close to it anyway, with making that deal. I just thought, like everybody else, based on what I heard, because I don't really follow the Rams that much. I see them play from time to time. I didn't have any really line on Jared Goff, but from what I heard, the buzz was that he was going to be here for 1 year, maybe two, because of his contract. The Detroit Lions would go ahead and get their quarterback. And I sort of thought he played that way for 8 weeks or 9 weeks or something like that. Then things, I think, huge things kind of changed for him in the Pittsburgh game, even though they only got a tie out of it. Now, he played hurt just about all of that game, and I think that's kind of it showed something to his teammates. And I think from there on, he took, I wouldn't say giant steps, but just, maybe baby steps week by week by week by week, except for the time he was out. And I think there's a chance, I'm not saying it's automatic, that he might be the quarterback for the next 5, 6, 7 years. Now, look, he's only 27 years old, so he has that on his side, and he has playing experience on his side. And I think he kind of meshed with his receivers. I think there'll be a lot of new ones, and as there should be. But I just think that Goff, right now, going to training camp in 2022, I think he has probably the best chance to be the quarterback for the foreseeable near future, which would be 5, 6, 7 years. Now, it all could come unraveled in a flash. I've seen that happen too, but that's just my take on that. And if you had your quarterback now, it's a huge head start on everything you're trying to do, because you don't have to, number one, you don't have to look for a starting quarterback. Number two, you don't have to start negotiating. You don't have to bring in a $40 million quarterback on free agency or whatever, or train a draft pick. That would be just, to me, that would be the best thing that could happen to the Detroit Lions for that to work out.
They're almost hemmed in, and if I use that word correctly, that when you look at Goff and the fact that this number two pick, because you hope you're not picking top 10, let alone top two moving forward, that there's not that franchise quarterback out there. There's not the next Joe Burrow. You could take a flyer and hope you hit on like a Mahomes, but there's not that guy, at least right now. Stafford was an overall number one pick, so his success really kind of was dictated by how high he was drafted. And Goff will have to be the guy. So I kind of, when I mentioned the eight teams we watched this weekend, I think the Lions' blueprint will be more like the Niners or Titans in terms of where they're going to go.
Well, I think one thing to look at is you look at these teams, and I think Andy Reid's at the top, really. Their quarterback, I'm not saying the quarterback, their staff has been around a while. They're established coaches who've really, they're in firm control of that football operation. And I think, look, Dan Campbell can't do that in 1 year, and he probably can't do it in 2 years. But at least he's got a start on that. And I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that that team plays for him and his staff. And he established that early on. It's just, you know, he's got a way of connecting, and you know, he's got a way of looking people in the eye when he talks. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't. He's got his own way of, you know, he's just got his own sort of folksy way of talking, but he's making sense with what he says, and people listen to him and they react to it. And I think, to me, that's a huge start for any coach. Probably one of the hardest things for any coach, and why they fail and why they succeed, is their ability to stand in front of a room of people and get their point across and have people follow them and do what they say. And it's whether you're talking to your one position, like three quarterbacks, whether you're talking to the offensive room or the entire staff, the entire roster, or just your staff of assistants, you've got to be able to command that those moments when you're doing the talking and they're doing the listening. And I think he's really good at that.
Yeah, I do agree with that. But, you know, I think this team will be built more like, you know, could I say Goff could be a Garoppolo, Tannehill level type guy? I think that could happen, especially the way he played. He was really almost a top 10 quarterback in some of the analytics in those final games he did start for the Lions in 2021. But that speed, and that's where you got free agent money. Hopefully you're going to get that edge rusher. Hutchinson and Thibodeau both are fast, athletic guys that can get to the quarterback. And, you know, St. Brown has emerged as, you know, behind probably Chase. He might have been the second best rookie wide receiver right there with Waddle. And, you know, I like everything. I'm just not sure about Campbell calling the plays. But he's the head coach, and he'll live with his decisions.
Well, if he wants to and he thinks he's good at it, then he ought to do it.
He's the head coach.
One thing you mentioned, yeah, you mentioned Tannehill. You mentioned the guy in San Francisco.
Garoppolo,
I'm sorry. I was thinking of somebody else. You know, those are two quarterbacks who are sort of pigeonholed into a role with their teams because of the way they play or the way they don't play. And you look at when they were, you know, when the Titans were in the playoffs a couple years ago, Tannehill had 7, 8, 9 passes a game, and they just put the ball in the running back's hands and said, you lead us away. You know, you lead us to whatever we're going to be successful with. And Garoppolo's pretty much the same way. Don't mess up the good work the defense does. And, you know, and they've won two games now in the playoffs, and he almost threw them both away. Roll out, pass, stop, throw, interception, bingo. First the Cowboys are back of the game. Next, you know, the Packers have a chance to win it. So I think Goff can be better than both of those quarterbacks. Not as dynamic physically, athletically, I should say, as Tannehill, but certainly a better thrower of the ball.
And Henry did not look fully recovered from the injury.
No, not at all. He really didn't. That's a tough, tough team. It really is. You know, there's a team that reflects its coach. I mean, fully reflects its head coach, Mike Vrabel. But, yeah, I would agree with you. He looked like a guy who was ready to play, but he wasn't ready to be himself.
Man, you know, what was Leslie Frazier thinking on prevent defense in that final 13 seconds? Like, they were up 7 instead of the Chiefs just needing a field goal to force overtime. The decision not to squib kick it, I know that, well, what if they return it? I look at it, and the play calling defensively, the setup really looked panic mode. They called a couple of timeouts. It was really some of the ugliest 13 seconds of defensive football I've ever seen in the NFL for the most incredible game and what lied ahead in overtime. But that 13 seconds will be remembered forever in Buffalo, right there with 4 straight Super Bowl losses.
I agree with you. I was watching it at a place near my house, and first thing I said was, I didn't say squib the kick, but I said, make them return. And I'm not really a fan of the squib kick because, you know, you can get strange bounces on it, but whatever you do, make them take, you know, 3, 4, 5, you know, 5 seconds off the clock, and then you win. There's really almost no way you can lose. Just stand out there and do nothing, and you're going to win.
Can't imagine what Buffalo sports radio is like today.
Well, and, you know, poor Buffalo. Look,
I know
they want a championship of some kind. I really would. And got a good coach, good staff, good players, good guys, all of that. I mean, this Josh Allen, remember the guy was 4 years, came into the league 5 years ago, but he wasn't accurate. Looks pretty accurate to me.
He really played well. The best video I saw post game was right after the celebration in the end zone on the Kelce touchdown. Mahomes ran to Josh Allen and gave him a hug. And that says a lot about Mahomes.
Yeah, it really does, yeah. Seems like a good guy, the kind of guy you like to have leading not just your team but your franchise.
Well, when you got a $500 million contract, you probably are pretty giving and loving.
Yeah, I think I might walk around with a smile on my
face. I'd be hugging everybody going, hey, good morning, Bill. Give me a hug. I got a $500 million deal. Hug me.
Huge. I'd even take your calls anytime.
I would even give you a hug as well, Michael. So let's just find those $500 million deals, and we'll be like Step Brothers 3, the movie.
That sounds good to me.
All right. We love you, Michael. Thanks for the time.
All right, Huge. Thanks for having me.
All right, Michael O'Hara, senior columnist, insider, following the Lions and the NFL for DetroitLions.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with your Detroit Lions, and you can gear up for the Lions, Pistons, Wings. The Tiger season is coming up. Dan Hasty, one of our Tigers MLB insiders, the voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. He'll be in studio tomorrow. Is that 4:05 until 5:45? Yeah, so good. We'll talk baseball. Looks like both sides are getting closer to agreement. So baseball should be back and ready to go in February, come spring training. Going to be an exciting year rolling in to the Tigers 2022 season. So, yeah, you can gear up for Tigers, Pistons, Lions, Wings, Michigan, Michigan State, and more. Quality license, official team gear, a huge selection. Always at that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. So the callers online, Michigan, will hear you next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny King.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is counting down to Super Bowl 56. And with four teams now remaining, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team that's left. So if you bet $5, you can get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the offer code HUGE. Last night, the Detroit Pistons came from 16 down in Denver to tie it in the final 2 minutes, but the upset bid fell short. Late game execution cost them. On the night, Pistons committed 22 turnovers, equating to 28 Nugget points. Dwayne Casey said afterward, "That's the game." Cade Cunningham, Isaiah Stewart, Trey Lyles, and Corey Joseph all finished with 18 points. In fact, B. Student missed a shot. He was a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor. So the Pistons finished their West Coast road trip 1-3. Next up, another date against the Nuggets, Tuesday night at Little Caesars Arena.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle. Winter is here, and with it comes the Cold Hard Cash Giveaway and your chance to win up to $5,000 every Friday in January. Then on Saturdays, starting January 8th, it's a snowfall of cash with drawings every hour starting at 7 p.m. and the $25,000 grand prize at 11. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll be right back.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Stores studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That is myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go to Jim in Bay City, who's listening on 100.9 FM. You're on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Hey, Huge. Good show. Like a lot of people said, just great weekend of football. But I was listening to the guy you were talking with, and when he said one of the first things you got to do is you got to solidify your quarterback, I mean, I almost choked. The Lions did that for a decade.
Mm.
And I think when you have a good quarterback, but you have him on a crappy team, you waste his career. You waste all that money. I think what you need to do is get a really good offensive line, and I think we're there now. We don't have a defense yet. And if I see the Lions spending draft choices on quarterbacks and that, we need linebackers. We need defensive linemen. And when I think you look at, you know, other teams, Tom Brady, he came in on a great team, and they win. And you see so many quarterbacks, you know, Trent Dilfer, Doug Williams, Steve Young, when they're on bad teams, they don't win. And when they get to a good team, they can go someplace. And I think the Lions are heading in that direction. I just hope they don't get talked into replaying some of the bad decisions we've seen for the past, you know, 20 years.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call, listening on 100.9 FM in Bay City. Let's go to Brian Bush, voice of Michigan basketball. He called the game yesterday. The Wolverines dominating really start to finish over an Indiana team that just beat Purdue and hadn't lost at Assembly Hall all season long. And just in a matter of a week, Michigan has revived their NCAA tournament chances. Nobody on their schedule seems too tough to get by, and what a difference a week makes, Brian, huh?
Yeah, Bill, there's no doubt. Thanks for having me on. You know, it was really the Hunter Dickinson show, and there were plenty of other contributors, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was, I think, the best game from Caleb Houston. Musa Diabate played 35 minutes, and it was impactful pretty much the entire time. You had some good bench contributions from Terrence Williams II, Brandon Johns Jr., Frankie Collins. I mean, this was a really comprehensive performance, but, you know, especially on the road in this league, you kind of have to have a straw that stirs the drink, and that, as of late, has been Hunter Dickinson. I think since that second half at Rutgers, he has been tremendous, and his last two games have just been brilliant.
Yeah, it's really simple to watch this team, and that game reminded me of how they played at Nebraska and how they were dominating because Johns and Williams were hitting outside shots, and you just look at this team, and Houston, Big Ten freshman of the week, and a guy that most thought was the best freshman going into the season in the Big Ten. He's had his ups and downs, but it's easy. Once you hit the outside shots, the paint opens up, and Michigan's a different basketball team.
Yeah, and I think what's been effective for Michigan is that a lot of those threes in the last couple of games have really, the plays originated with Hunter Dickinson getting a double team, passing out, Michigan finding the open man. Obviously, you know, if you don't make those shots, then, you know, ultimately they're not going to respect them as much. But, you know, Michigan's shot the ball really well from three the last couple of games. In particular, I mean, it was their best three-point performance yesterday. So Hunter's got 10 assists his last two games. He's helping to facilitate on the outside. And it just felt like it was a matter of time for Caleb Houston. And he showed flashes, and he did some good work in some home games. That was the first time he went into a hostile environment. That place was pretty packed. And he was one of the best players on the floor. And that's what we expected to see, and we'll see if that can really carry over for him.
Yeah, get Northwestern Wednesday and then trip to the Breslin on Saturday. They get these two Ws. I mean, right now some of the bracketologies have them a 9 or 10 seed. They could, by next Monday at this time, you know, be projected to be a 6 seed and probably back in the top 25 with two wins, maybe close to it. Just Howard said it when they were reeling, and especially going into that Illinois game and after it, where I'm not into a lot of effort W's, but he said, I'm not giving up on this team, and he stood behind them, and They're trying to blend players in, battle through COVID and injuries, and I just can't believe how good they looked yesterday. Amazing.
Yeah, I think that Illinois game was a galvanizing moment for this team because, you know, listen, this is one of the most talented teams in college basketball. Now, a lot of that talent is young, still needs to develop and become, you know, great college players, but the potential has always been there. And I think that game in particular showed those who played what kind of effort you have to deliver in order to be the type of team that Michigan was projected to be, that everyone in that Michigan program thought they had the chance to be. So, you know, if Michigan does indeed do what you were mentioning and go on a run here and get back, you know, firmly into the NCAA tournament, you know, maybe get into the top 25, then I think that will be a real landmark moment for this team. Weird to say in a game where you never led, but Michigan played their tails off, and now they've followed that up with two games where they've had the same effort, but they're giving better execution. They're playing better basketball. You combine those two things with a ton of talent, and that's a good combination.
Brian Bush is voice of Michigan basketball in the Wolverine IMG Network, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Wolverines with Northwestern on Wednesday. Big Michigan State matchup on Saturday at the Breslin. Brian, always appreciate the time.
You got it, Bill. Be well.
All right. Brian Bush joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to be longtime sponsors of University of Michigan Athletics. On the way, if you missed my conversation with Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, we went over an unbelievable weekend in the National Football League. That huge replay is next.
Opt in to the huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log on to your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game even starts. If you're new to BetMGM, that's not a problem. Sign up and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 by using my bonus code SHEPBET. You can place One Game Parlay bet on football, basketball, hockey, and a whole lot more. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for rooms and dining at MGM resorts nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meyer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meyer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meyer, you're shopping for your local community.
Now that the holiday season is past, it just might be time to take care of your ride. And your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store's got you covered. This month, Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional 5-Quart Motor Oil is only $36.99. Valvoline Motor Oil protects against deposits to keep your engine clean. Can't make it into the store? You can shop from home and save online at myautovaluestore.com. For great selection and low after-holiday pricing, shop Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. What a crazy weekend in the NFL playoffs. Huge question of the day between Michigan State hammering Wisconsin at home, Michigan handing Indiana their first loss, the final 13 seconds of the KC game, the end of the Rams game, the end of the Green Bay-San Francisco game, the end of the Bengals and the Titans. My Lord. What was the biggest shock of the weekend when 866-838-4843, that's when 866-838-HUGE, as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, National NFL Insider, standing by on the Meyer guest sign. And I'm trying to think about great NFL games I've ever seen, and does anything eclipse what I witnessed last night between the Bills and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I did a top five list, and you know, I went into it kind of with an open mind. Didn't think I'd put it in the top five, but it got in there. I don't think we've never seen a game with this high of stakes have so much happen in the last 2 minutes in overtime. I mean, you think about games like the catch, Montana to Clark, and games like that. It's usually one drive at the end of the game we remember, right? Like this, you know, Montana brought his team down, scored 58 seconds left, and all that kind of stuff. This game had five drives like that. I mean, there's no comparison. I mean, you know, the record for most points in the final 2 minutes of a playoff game before last night was 17. This one had 25, and then tack on another six in overtime. It's just kind of unlike any other game we've seen. I also said in that piece that I think Josh Allen has an argument for the greatest game for a quarterback of all time in a playoff loss. I mean, I think Brady's 505 yards against the Eagles in the Super Bowl probably wins that conversation, but Allen was as good as you could possibly be and somehow lost because Patrick Mahomes was just a little bit better. It was an amazing game. It was fun. It was exciting. It was probably in the top five games I've ever seen, and I've watched a ton of them or rewatched a ton of them because I nerd out on NFL history. So, if you said that's the best game I've ever seen, you know what? I can't really deny you. I'm not going to sit here and stand on the table and say you're wrong. I mean, it was that good of a football game.
Final 13 seconds of regulation. I went back and watched it again this morning two or three times on the DVR, and for an NFL coaching staff to not squib kick that and burn time off to defensively play prevent like you had a two-score lead, I didn't understand anything they did in regulation to close out that game.
I agree. You look back, and I think that I really truly think the Tyreek Hill 64 yarder was it was in the back of their minds. They're thinking, don't kick this to the point where they can return it and beat us on a deep play. They were thinking, let's play prevent defense because we don't want anybody getting behind us and hitting a big one. And they kind of just figured, well, they're not going to get 46 yards in 13 seconds, and they did. You look back now and say, you should have done this and that, and it's probably correct, but I think in that moment, the coaching staff was just a little, it was so fresh, the moment, the memory of Tyreek Hill just running through their defense, that they were like, let's not let that happen again. Kick it out of the end zone. We'll be fine. 13 seconds. We have the best defense in the NFL this season. We can keep them out of field goal range until then, and they just couldn't, and they didn't, and they're going to have a lot of regrets, but you got to give Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce a lot of credit, too, for that.
Before I let you go, Matt Stafford, with that win that the national media, myself, statewide media in Michigan, everybody has said about his career, he got it last night with those throws in the final 50 seconds. Your thoughts now with two possible home games looming between the Rams and Stafford being Super Bowl champions?
I mean, I almost feel like asking you because I'm curious are Detroit people rooting for him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I really don't know.
It's probably 60-40 where they're acting like Stafford, like they're Rams fans and cheering for Stafford.
And that's awesome. I kind of feel bad for the Lions because what sums up that franchise better than you have this quarterback who I thought underachieved anyway, and at times this year he has too. We'll forget about that though. He's two wins away from his first year out of Detroit winning a Super Bowl. He couldn't do anything his 12-13 seasons there. Didn't even win one playoff game. He leaves in his first season after leaving, he wins a Super Bowl. Like, that would just crush me as a Lions fan, but I get it. He was a good player there. He brought a lot of great days to the organization. He was a shining light when they didn't have a lot. So I totally understand people cheering for him. And by all accounts, from anything I've ever read, heard, whatever, he was really good in the community there and all that kind of stuff. So I understand completely why you'd root for him. But at the same time, you're just like, oh my God, this kind of sums up the experience of a Lions fan. If Matthew Stafford can escape in his first year away, he wins a Super Bowl, that would just, it would just be in the back of your mind forever, wouldn't it? Not in a bad way for Stafford, but just in a way of, well, how could the Lions have possibly gotten so little out of him?
Well, California's a big immigration state, and they announced Governor Newsom is close to signing a bill where immigration and California National Guard planes will come to the state of Michigan and bring Lions fans to the state of California.
Refugees, I guess.
NFL refugees. They would bring them, and they can begin a new football life, cheering for Stafford in a Rams uniform. Amazing weekend, Frank. All four games, the way they ended, the storylines, the big names. Quickly, before I let you go, I got about 60 seconds. Yes or no, Rodgers back in Green Bay? Yes or no, Brady's back for another year at Tampa?
Wow, and I think my crazy take of the day is that I think Rodgers has a much higher chance of retiring than Brady. You just wonder, with all the stuff Rodgers has been talking about lately that has nothing to do with football, if he's just kind of interested in building a life outside of football. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But it did seem like Saturday was the end. I don't know why, but it just had that feeling. Now, he could come back. I think he still has the best chance to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, but you don't know what's going through his mind. And I honestly think Brady comes back. I know there's chatter because he hasn't said definitively, but that guy doesn't look like a dude who wants to step away or has to step away. He's at the top of his game. I think he comes back with Tampa Bay. I think he likes it there. But I don't know about Rodgers. I have more confidence in saying Brady will be back than I do Rodgers being back.
Frank, thank you for your time, my man. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right, Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national NFL insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on this Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Speaking of DraftKings, I do want to remind everybody we have those four teams remaining in the playoffs coming up on Championship Sunday in the AFC and NFC. So the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League, they're going to hook up Huge Show listeners on the countdown to Super Bowl 56. So new customers listening right now who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, you'll be able to bet $5 on any of the four remaining NFL teams to win on Sunday. And if they win, you'll get $280 in free bets if your team wins. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team on Championship Sunday. You bet just $5 and you'll win $280 in free bets if your team wins on Sunday. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Tomorrow's broadcast, we'll get an update on the Tigers. Dan Hasty, one of our Tigers, MLB insiders, talented radio play-by-play voice of the Tigers' high A affiliate in the Midwest League. The West Michigan Whitecaps will be in studio for a little over an hour. Major League Baseball and the Players Association, some good news. Moving forward, they're going to meet again tomorrow, so hopefully they'll get a deal struck and we'll get spring training as scheduled. It's going to be an exciting year leading up to opening day for the Tigers. And I think I was talking with Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network, and with Budweiser, we will be broadcasting from Detroit on opening day. Well, that's awesome. Dan Hasty in studio tomorrow. Later in the week, Matt Mitchell, one of our football insiders and also the head football coach at D2 Power, Grand Valley State. Only two losses this year were to the eventual national champion, the Ferris State Bulldogs. Matt will be in studio and we'll discuss Championship Sunday in the AFC and the NFC. His latest thoughts on college football and the state of the GLIAC. That will be on Thursday's broadcast. Now remember, in terms of podcast, we are everywhere, and Superfly was showing me we're pacing 3 million podcast hits in a 12-month period. So thank you so much for your support. Remember, just search The Huge Show wherever you download podcast, and you can listen on your schedule and also listen anywhere you go that has mobile service, just search The Huge Show wherever you download podcasts. And always remember, we are everywhere.
Big, bad, huge.